The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3080. I thought we were just going to pause once during our series of Andor post-finale reviews from season one because of the Bad Batch trailer dropping, but another trailer dropped. And this time it's for Jedi Survivor, the sequel to Jedi Fallen Order. So we're going to pause once again and talk about that instead today. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So there was this thing called the Game Awards happening yesterday, which looks like, I mean, I just checked it out for Jedi Survivor, but it looks kind of like the Oscars for video games. Basically, they're giving out awards and stuff. And in the midst of it, they are previewing trailers and gameplay footage for a bunch of different video games that are going to be coming out in the future. One of those, of course, was Jedi Survivor, the long-awaited sequel, the ardently awaited sequel to Jedi Fallen Order. It's going to take place 5 years after the events of Jedi Fallen Order, which itself was 5 years after the events of the fall of the Empire. So basically, we're like right around the same time as the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, funnily enough. Now, we've gotten a teaser trailer for this already. It was released during Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, but not actually at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim because they did not have a Jedi Survivor panel or even a Jedi Fallen Order panel at Celebration. It just happened to get released during Celebration. And one of the big mysteries of that teaser trailer had to do with a figure in a Bacta tank, and Cal Kestis, our Jedi hero, is observing this Bacta tank and the person in it. Nobody knows who this person is. Theories, of course, as you might imagine, are running rampant. And as it turns out in this new reveal trailer that dropped yesterday, this person gets out of the Bacta tank, and there is some voiceover monologue happening, which you know, may or may not be attributable to this character. I think the implication is that it is. Talks about the order being finished, presumably the Jedi Order, and this person being betrayed by someone that they trusted the most and that they would not be imprisoned again. This sounds very much like Jedi talk in the sense that, you know, if they're thinking about the Jedi Order being done and being betrayed by a trusted someone, perhaps, you know, clone troopers, right, for example, but still a bit of a mystery. And also tied to the mystery of someone swinging a red-bladed lightsaber, this person does not actually appear in the new reveal trailer, but they did appear in the teaser trailer from back in May, and people observed that it looked like this person was fighting one-handed with their red lightsaber, which people thought, okay, well, maybe there's some connection between that red-bladed fighter and the person who was in the Bacta tank who is missing their right arm. Meanwhile, speaking of missing, also missing from this particular trailer is the Powan senator that we saw in the teaser reveal, who seems to get a hold of a lightsaber wielded by Cal Kestis. So, yeah, still mystery around that, but there is definite Empire involvement. There was Empire involvement in that scene in the teaser trailer because it's a bunch of stormtroopers that are delivering the case to this Powan senator. But in this new reveal trailer, one of the things that Sir Junda says, so she is back in this as well, says that Cal Kestis has been busy making himself the Empire's most wanted. And there's also a voiceover from Cal Kestis talking about how they've done so much and yet the Empire is still growing stronger, done so much presumably in the 5 years since Jedi Fallen Order's events. And you have to imagine with statements like that, that the thinking going on here would be, well, you know, if we've done all this and they're still getting stronger, then we've got to do something even crazier, even bigger, even more impactful to try to hamper the Empire in some way. And that's obviously not set in the trailer, but that's immediately where the mind goes when you hear, you know, we're doing all this stuff and they're getting stronger. So it's either give up hope or keep fighting or think bigger. Meanwhile, we get a look at a few new characters, one of which seems like they have elements of Mandalorian armor, which is kind of crazy and exciting. And Cal is lighting up his lightsaber to fight this person, and some other person nearby says, oh, a Jedi, like, let's remind this person why the Jedi are extinct for all intents and purposes. And that's where a fight begins. So, you know, for somebody who's supposed to be keeping a low profile, Cal is definitely not doing that. And that big guy, by the way, in that scene is standing in front of an establishment where the sign over the door says Dendras. Don't necessarily know what that is. It doesn't relate to anything in Star Wars, as far as I can tell. That person reports to somebody else saying that the Jedi, Cal Kestis, is a threat, but the other person that he's with, it looks like a human male, says, you know, not now that we have this, with something that sort of looks like a cross between a data card and an old communicator from the Phantom Menace, basically. We don't necessarily know what it is or what he has on Cal that makes Cal not so much of a threat anymore, but that's something else to keep in mind, because it looks like we're working with some unsavory characters, some scoundrels, if you will. And there does seem to be a scoundrel on Cal's side, somebody whose name is Bodhi Akuna. That's the person that you see helping Cal up onto a platform, and then they do this sort of, you know, fun tandem move where Cal bends over and Bodhi rolls over his back and Cal gives him a boost and Bodhi delivers a flying attack, right? So, you know, good fun there. And that's, yes, another mercenary scoundrel type character, but one on the light side of things, if you will. But aside from all of that, everything is still pretty mysterious about Jedi Survivor, and it will be, I imagine, until March 17th of 2023 when it comes out. This trailer was really meant to show more of the gameplay and show the kinds of things that you'll be able to do with Cal Kestis in the game, which is definitely exciting stuff. For me, I hate to say it, I get motion sick playing first-person games like this, so I'm gonna have to watch some playthroughs or something like that to be able to see it all for myself when it comes out, which is, again, not gonna be for another 3 months and change. But at the Game Awards, Cameron Monaghan, who plays Cal Kestis in the game, came out to say that he was incredibly grateful for getting to work with everyone and getting the opportunity to do this sequel game. And he says that he had just gotten to play it and that he thinks it is one of the best Star Wars games of all time. And he says he knows that that's saying a lot. So fingers crossed, and here's hoping that that's not just hype, that that is the real deal. And I will link to two videos at the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes. One of them is the official reveal trailer from EA Star Wars, and another one is the footage that they showed at the Game Awards. That's one's from IGN, and it's a little bit longer, actually. They have a little bit more there for that footage. So yeah, check them both out if you are interested. It's prime Star Wars storytelling in one of the darkest parts of the saga, and I'm very much looking forward to learning more about it. And that right there is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.